Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to McDonald's Field at Scissor Stadium. The West Plains Scissors getting ready to take on the Carl Junction Bulldogs. And this is your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine pregame show. The Scissors come in with a record of 8-2. Carl Junction coming in with a record of 7-3 the season. And these two teams met about, about 3 weeks ago. And West Plains won the ball game late in the fourth quarter. They escaped with a 37-30 win. And so tonight we're looking, Carl Junction looking for some payback, some revenge tonight. When they met the first time, the number one seed in the district was on the line. West Plains won, and they got that number one seed. Carl Junction fell to number three in the district. And now tonight, the Class 4 District 6 championship title is on the line between the number one seed at West Plains Scissors and the number three seed, Carl Junction Bulldogs. We expect a shootout tonight. It's just going to be a wild game, let's put it that way. And I predict whoever has the football last is going to win this ball game tonight. The winner of the ball game tonight will play the winner of the game tonight between Hannibal and Odessa. And that's going to be played tonight as well. The winner will play in the first round of state next Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock. Scissors will probably be on the road if they win. And if Carl Junction wins tonight, they will be on the road. So there you go. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the weather forecast for tonight's ball game, brought to you by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and there. And then we're going to get into the coach's interview with Coach Brock Kanagy, brought to you by Pizza Inn. That's all coming up. You're listening to Scissor Football, the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, the dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in Mountain Grove, West Plains, or Thayer.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Some absolutely beautiful weather expected by kickoff time this evening for our Friday kickoff forecast. They are Bobcats, West Plains Scissors, 7 p.m. Looking good. This forecast is sponsored by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. And we've been controlled by Big Ridge and beautiful weather, and it looks like that's going to be continuing right on through this evening at kickoff time. Clear sky, a light breeze less than 10 miles per hour in the mid-60s. By 9 o'clock, we're at 65. And even heading home later, temperatures will stay mild. It's going to stay dry, a few clouds around in the mid-60s. Enjoy the games. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic at the Weather Channel.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, the dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in Mountain Grove, West Plains, or Thayer.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Have you checked out our websites lately at TaylorGrubaughChevy.com or GrubaughChevy.com? That's right. Two different dealerships, two different websites, one low price every day. With nearly 500 vehicles to choose from, visit TaylorGrubaughChevy.com for West Plains and GrubaughChevy.com for Waynesville. For Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC vehicles, get the best price at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships. Together, let's drive.
At GTS Physical Therapy, they believe in a personalized approach to your recovery. Serving West Plains, they offer top-notch one-on-one physical therapy to help you feel your best. Whether you're recovering from surgery, dealing with pain, or just need some guidance, their expert team is here for you. For information, phone 870-916-5130, 870-916-5130. GTS Physical Therapy, proud sponsor of the West Plains Zizzers.
Your coach's pregame interview is brought to you by Pizza Inn of West Plains. They have the $8 all-you-can-eat buffet all day Monday through Friday. Great new app for to-go ordering and exclusive offers. You can also enter their SEC Championship sweepstakes for a shot at winning two tickets to the SEC Championship game and the ultimate Fansville experience. Pizza Inn of West Plains, located 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware in West Plains.
Well, we're sitting down talking with, once again, with head football coach, Zizzer football coach, I should say, Brock Kanagy. And coach, got a tough win over Monette last week, even though it was a 13-point difference. Ball game came down to just the final few minutes in the fourth quarter, and I would say your defense helped you win that ball game big time last Friday night. Tell us about it.
Yeah, our defense did play well, especially whenever it came down to crunch time. In the fourth quarter, they really showed up big, started getting a really good pass rush. Our defensive backs did a great job of staying over the top and knocking some balls down and just playing good sound defense.
And I tell you what, that the defense got after the quarterback there, sacked him. I think I had him down for like 7 sacks in the ball game that you sacked him. But he spent some time on the dirt, and I think he'll remember West Plains.
Yeah, we tried to get after him. We knew that we couldn't just sit back and let him, you know, have all the time in the world because he's just too good. And their receivers were too good. They were a really good ball club. They were well coached, and they were very disciplined. They were hard to stop. You know, you just don't play that type of offense, you know, any time but when you play them. So it was different, and I thought our kids responded really well with the changes that we had to make.
Now, on the offensive side of the football, number one, of course, Jackson Taylor running like Jackson Taylor does. But Jacob Moore, Jacob and Dominic Hale went and got a couple of passes in that ball game that I still to this day am sitting here going, how in the world did they come down with that football?
Yeah, they had a, you know, Jacob Moore had a really good game. Dom, you know, was just coming back from injury, and we were just so thankful to have him back out on the field. And, of course, in typical Dominic fashion, you know, he's going to have a big catch here or there, and he did. He's a great player, and we're super happy to have those two guys on our side because they can flat go get a ball.
Okay. Here it is, round two. Last time, just a couple of weeks ago, we made that long trip, and we've talked about it, going to Carl Junction, having to sit on the bus for over 3 hours and then get off and play a football game. Well, now the tables are turned. You got out of there with a 7-point win in the final minute of the ball game. Now they have to come here. At stake the last time around was the number one seed in districts. This time around, at stake is the district championship here at Zizzer Stadium. Do you expect anything different out of Carl Junction this time around?
No, it's going to be a dogfight, just like it was when we went there, just like it was last year when we played them here at home for the number one seed. We match up really well. They know what we like to do. We know what they like to do, and the team that can make the fewest mistakes and, you know, tackle the best, block the best, will have the best chance to win. It's just going to be one of those games that hopefully coming to West Plains, well, we all know that's hard to do. So I'm just hoping that everybody rolls out and gives Carl Junction a nice warm welcome and gets behind our boys, and, you know, we can put on a good show for them.
Now, this time around, you'll have a couple of players you didn't have when you played over at Carl Junction. How will they help you in the ball game?
Yeah, I'll have Dominic Hale will be back, and Shane Curtis will be back. Both of those guys are seniors. And, you know, this time of the year, seniors, they just play different because they know what's at stake at this point. You know, it's win or go home. And seniors don't want to go home. They want to keep playing. So they play with a, you know, with a real chip on their shoulder, you know, and a real passion for the game. And so we really feel like it's going to make a big difference for them to be here.
Now, do you plan on doing anything different in this ball game that you didn't do over at Carl Junction?
Without giving, you know, a whole bunch away, you know, I'll just say that we did learn a lot whenever we played them the first time. So will we be exactly the same? No, we won't. But we still are going to play Zizzer football. We do what we do, and we do it, you know, we try to do it to the best of our ability. You know, at this point in the season, we know what we're good at and what we're not quite so good at. So we're not going to change, you know, just for them. We're going to do what we do really well. And if they can stop it, we'll shake their hand at the end.
Now, in last week's ball game against Monette, you saw some things, especially with that passing game. They're spreading you out. Did you see some things that you need to work on this week to get ready for Carl Junction, or just pretty much the same thing?
You know, I was really proud of how our D-backs played. I'll be honest with you, I think it kind of tuned us up really for this game because we know Carl Junction has two really good athletes to put out there at receiver, and they're long and lanky and fast. So Monette just really helped us. Carl Junction's quarterback is a little bit more mobile than Monette's. So last week we spent a lot of our time working on our pass rush angles, you know, trying to keep that quarterback in the pocket to where we could put pressure on him up the middle because our front three are good. And generally they get a good push up front. So if we can keep that guy contained and make him step up, usually it pays dividends for us. So we really feel like Monette helped tune us up and fine-tune us just for this game.
Now, on special teams play last week, Monette never kicked the ball off. They always did the onside kick, and their radio people even told me that they don't have a kicking game, so you can expect onside every time. How did that help you prepare possibly for this game?
You know, Carl Junction is they have a good kicker. He's going to kick the ball, you know, somewhere around the 10-yard line, 15 to 10. Very consistently, he's accurate. He's going to kick the ball to the sideline, kind of pin you to a side, and they have good coverage. They have good athletes running down and they can tackle. So a little bit different this week, you know. Monette, you know, they wanted to onside it or squib kick it, you know, pretty much every time. I'll be honest with you, that's not something new for me. I had done that for years and years, you know, over at Liberty, so that wasn't that big a deal for us. But our kids handled it really well. You know, we got good field position the entire night. This week we'll have to go back to work, and our return game's going to have to work. You know, our returners are going to have to catch the ball, and our kickoff return team is going to have to block. They're going to have to put body on a body and lock on and stay with their blocks in order to give us good field position.
Okay. Now, punting-wise, did not much punting going on that ball game last week. How are we doing so far? And injury, did we get out of the game last week without injuries?
We did. Surprisingly enough, we walked out of that game. We had one lineman that was a little dinged up. I wouldn't say he's really injured, but he, you know, he's had an ankle flare up, you know, several times this season and kind of got landed on and he kind of tweaked it a little bit, but, you know, he'll be playing this week. Other than that, knock on wood, you know, we were injury free, which at this time of year is I'm thankful for.
Now, when you're playing down there in the trenches on offense and defense, and you get to this time of the year, if you're not a little dinged up, them players, something hasn't been happening right or going right. I mean, or you must be really, really blessed. Let's put it that way, because those guys get the brunt of everything.
Yeah. You know, in our conference, I mean, it's kind of a run-happy conference. And so the box, those guys, they take their lumps, you know. But in all honesty, we've been blessed. We've really haven't had, you know, we've had one really bad injury to our lineman, and it was non-contact, believe it or not. He was out in the middle of the field. So, you know, we're blessed with really good linemen. And we ride our linemen a lot, both offensively and defensively. And they're all healthy, and we're hoping we can continue to ride them.
And not only ride them, but I tell you what, those guys are pretty prideful in the way they play out there on the field and the way they get the job accomplished out there. They take a lot of pride in what they do on that football field.
Yeah, they do. Our linemen are really, you know, most big guys, you know, we face a lot of big guys, but we feel like our big guys are a little bit different than most, because our big linemen, they can move. We work a lot on, you know, running, jumping, you know, cutting. We train them like athletes. We don't train them to be big, slow linemen. We train them to be athletes, and they're very athletic. And I feel like it's really shown in the second half of this season. You know, the more experience they gained, and the more in tune to the schemes that we're running, it really started showing, and they really excelled. And they play for one another. They're all good buddies, and they're good friends. And those are the teams that are hard to beat.
Okay, now I believe, and my math could be off here and the figures could be off, but I think that West Plains has won 5 of the last 8 district championships. And what would a 6th district championship mean to these boys?
Oh, this was a goal of ours when we start off the season, like every team does. You know, they always make their goals and you know, to point themselves in the right direction, and their very first goal was to win a district title. You know, if you win a district title, you're going on to the state playoffs. And this, you know, it's like we've talked about. Whenever you win a district title, you etch your name into the record books. You know, you leave a legacy, because your name goes up on that banner and it's there forever. You know, you can always look back in that 30 years later and say, I remember that. So it's a big deal for them. You know, they're very excited and very motivated.
Okay. So hopefully we can get another banner to put up there for the team. And anything else we need to say about Carl Junction and West Plains at Zizzer Stadium for a district title?
No, just can't wait to look up and see the Sea of Red.
Want to welcome them to town in style, don't we?
Absolutely.
All right. Good luck to you, Coach.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's Coach Brock Kanagy, and we'll be back with more of your pregame show coming up on 100.9 The Train.
Your pregame coach's interview brought to you by Pizza Inn of West Plains. They have the $8 all-you-can-eat buffet all day Monday through Friday. They also have a great new app for to-go ordering and exclusive offers. You can enter their SEC Championship sweepstakes for a shot at winning 2 tickets to the SEC Championship game and the ultimate Fansville experience. Pizza Inn of West Plains, located 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware in West Plains. We'll have more of your pregame show coming up on 100.9 The Train.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance ranked number one for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Companies survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L3302 four-wheel drive tractor package with a front-end loader, rotary cutter, and box blade, all for just $458 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal, get a bad deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Tub booking is going on now through November 15th at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Do not miss your chance to save big on top quality tubs for your herd. All stock tubs qualify. ADM beef tubs, $80 off per ton. All other tubs, $50 off per ton. Book early to secure availability and lock in your savings at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
It's football season. Stay on top of your game with vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service tackles everything from oil changes to overhauls. Every routine oil change includes multi-point inspection, checking your battery, brakes, tires, and fluids, because your safety is the winning play. Don't punt on maintenance. Prevent costly breakdowns. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Check out their tires at donsautoservice.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. Zizzers are in the tunnel, getting ready to take the field. And Carl Junction coming down the road on the far side. Zizzers still waiting to come out here. And here they come, headed for midfield. Zizzers taking on Carl Junction, Class 4 District 6 championship title game here tonight at the McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium. Glad to have you aboard. Want to remind you, tonight's game is more than a contest between two schools. It's a chance for learning, growth, and community. High school activities teach values like teamwork, integrity, and respect your friends at 100.9 This Train. And the Missouri State High School Activity Association reminds you to do your part. Show good sportsmanship, model respect. Let's preserve Missouri's proud tradition of high school sports. There you go. That's from Misha. And so we expect a dogfight, like Coach Kanegi told us. And, this should be a dogfight. Carl Junction takes the field now as they are running to their side. Last time, about 3 weeks ago, the Zizzers won the contest 37-30. And they won it late in the fourth quarter and were able to hold on the last 2 minutes of the ball game and get the win to secure home field advantage in the district playoffs. So you know Carl Junction is going to want some revenge here tonight. It's the West Plains Zizzers, Carl Junction Bulldogs at Zizzer Stadium right here at West Plains High School. So this game should be pretty good. Like we said, Carl Junction coming in 7-4. West Plains comes in at 8-2. Carl Junction defeated Rogersville last week by 14 points. The Zizzers beat Bonnet last week by 13 points. These two teams are pretty much evenly matched, and we look forward to a very good ball game tonight. My prediction, once again, whoever has the football last will win this ball game. That's my prediction. We're going to take a break. The Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show will come back. And when we come back, we'll have your kickoff. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Southern Hills Auto Plaza has moved to their new location on Worley Drive across from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. And they're still making your next car purchase easy and stress-free. A recent customer said,
"You guys made car buying so easy. We were so impressed after looking for weeks."
Southern Hills Auto Plaza, stress-free and no dealer fees. Visit them at their new location on Worley Drive or see their full inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com. Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Iron Brand Realty in West Plains excels in finding the perfect property for every client. Its agents, all Howell County natives, bring deep local knowledge to every deal. From homes to commercial spaces, farms, or anything in between, they've got it covered. Licensed in Missouri and Arkansas, Iron Brand Realty makes real estate dreams reality. Call them at 417-372-8076 or stop by their location, conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagoner Boulevard. Iron Brand Realty, the premier real estate brand.
When you need excavating work done right, you can trust Smith Excavating for a professional job at a fair price. For over 20 years, Smith Excavating has been moving earth across southern Missouri and northern Arkansas. Need land cleared or leveled, building a new pond or cleaning out an old one, basement digging, demolition, road building, or pad construction, they can handle it all. Family owned, family operated, and Zizzer proud. Visit ChadSmithExcavating.com. That's ChadSmithExcavating.com. Smith Excavating, dig in with the best.
When the Zizzers take the field, they represent generations of West Plains' proud alumni. That same community has trusted Mayfield Auto Repair for 30 years now. Since 1995, Mayfield has been the go-to shop from everything from oil changes to regular maintenance to major repairs. And most repairs are backed by a nationwide warranty. Whether you drive domestic or import, Mayfield's got the expertise and latest equipment to keep you running strong. Visit them at 2090 Clark Avenue in West Plains or call 417-256-9452.
It's time for West Plains Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train. Here's Ramblin' Rick.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. We've had the coin toss. West Plains Zizzers won the coin toss. They elected to defer. So Carl Junction will get the football to start the ball game. Zizzers will be on defense. The Zizzers will get the football to start the third quarter. So it'll be Reed Cobb to kick it off for the Zizzers here to start the ball game. And it'll be Carl Junction's powerful offense on the field to start this thing off. Hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And it's time to play some football. As the Zizzers will see, quarterback Mason Gilbert, along with running back Marcus Lopez Derman. All right. And looks like back is going to be Ballard. And also Lopez Derman to receive the kickoff. Reed Cobb puts it in the air, puts the foot to it, and going to put it in the end zone. So Carl Junction will start off first and 10 at their own 20-yard line, I do believe. And we've got this thing underway with no time off the clock. So let's see if the Zizzer defense can get out here and make a statement early. Shane Curtis back on the defensive and offensive line for the Zizzers. Gilbert in the shotgun, and he's got three receivers, two on the left, one on the right, and Lopez Derman in the backfield. Gilbert looking to throw right off the bat. He's got a receiver over here on the left side, and he's going to be tackled. That would be Hanks, knocked out of bounds by Malachi Maupin, and it's going to be a pickup of 8 yards all the way out to the 28-yard line. It's going to bring up second and two for the Bulldogs from Carl Junction. So second and two from the Bulldog 28-yard line. Gilbert in the shotgun, and Lopez Derman in the backfield. Gilbert going to give it to Derman. Derman, and he's going to be tackled. Didn't get the first down. Tackled that time by Warren Lawson. And let's see, no gain on the play. Going to bring up third and two this time for the Bulldog offense. Just underway here at Zizzer Stadium. No score. So, once again, third and two for the Bulldogs at their own 28-yard line. They break the huddle,